This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Great song, but Jimmy, you're going to play the Bee Gees. I had to play Jive Talking for yesterday's.
That's a lot of favorite.
Solana. Jive Talking. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You've got the summer beer pairing dinner this Friday night at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. If you want a special Friday night, go to FunkyBuddha.com or follow Funky Buddha on social media. They host it this Friday in their rustic event space. It's a four-course dinner featuring culinary creations by executive chef Jeff Vincent, and it's paired with a variety of specialty seasonal beers. Doors open at 7. The dinner starts at 7:30. So at 7:30 is when you get the amuse-bouche. I don't know how long that'll take you, but however long it takes you, you're on your first course. Beer braised beef short rib empanada, sweet plantain with cilantro lime drizzle and guajillo pepper sauce. Are you kidding me?
Come on,
man. I'm not even talking about the beers yet. I'm just talking about the food at Funky Buddha. That's how crazy it is.
They got Corvina ceviche. You've talked about it enough, man. I damn wish I was in South Florida on Friday.
The real deal. Let me look on their Instagram, see if there's anything going on tonight. Is tonight Magic the Gathering there?
They like Yellowtail Snapper.
Oh, tonight is Beer and Burger Wednesday. Get a burger, get a free beer. Order a burger, get a free beer tonight, Funky Buddha. How about that?
I'm telling you, food is off the chain.
Oh, you know what tomorrow is? National Tequila Day. They put on Instagram, they're celebrating with BOGO margaritas. Stop by the tap room Thursday, July 24th. Buy one margarita, get a second one free.
Tequila made my daughter.
Is there, you're going to realize how little I drink. Is there tequila in a margarita?
No, Aperol.
There's tequila in a margarita?
That's what the margarita is.
Huh. Is that new?
Yeah, it's new hot this summer. It's a hot summer drink. Margarita, they call
wow.
it.
Yeah. Did you know that, Solana? You knew that?
Yes, Hawk. Everybody knows that.
Wow. I didn't know that. Jimmy, did you know? How do you make a margarita, Jimmy?
Tequila.
All right, that's good context clues. I'm imagining there's more because I've had straight shots of tequila before and it didn't taste like a margarita.
Is it like sour mix?
Yeah.
What goes in a margarita, Solana?
Probably a little sour mix, but it's just a mix and then tequila. That's literally what a margarita is.
just a mix? Just grab any mix, like pancake mix.
Several.
Okay. Milk.
You can have milk.
He just was talking in the last segment about how I'm good at lying. One of the things that I can do, I can lie well. What's in a margarita? Oh, any mix, concrete, pancake mix, any kind of mix, and some tequila, and you're good to go.
I didn't say that. It's like a tequila.
You
then
literally
like a,
said that.
It's like a lime mix. A typical margarita is like a lime mix. Lime juice, like Crowder said. You throw in some tequila, and then they normally salt the rim.
I love how like he's now reading off AI on Google, so he's like, and normally you salt the like you're reading now what it says. You didn't know what was in a margarita.
Okay, don't deflect to me because you called it a lychee last week. I know
I'm literally saying I say when I don't know something.
Fuck, everybody knows.
I said I don't know what's in a margarita. I said I don't know, and you rolled your eyes. So I said, what's in one? And you said, any kind of mix and
a tequila. No, I didn't. It's a mix. It's a mix. Crowder said lime juice. I said it's like a mix.
No, it's like it's called sours. Sours mixed, and then
he never said lime juice.
Bring me in your lies. Don't bring me in your lies.
You read lime juice and wanted to make it sound like you purposely had omitted that when you gave your first recipe.
I didn't read anything. Don't flip this on me. You didn't know what a margarita is.
I don't know what's in a margarita. I'm admitting that.
I do.
But you don't. You said pancake mix and tequila.
Okay. All right.
Classic margarita is typically made with tequila, lime juice, and orange liqueur.
Triple sec.
Or triple sec.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You hadn't mentioned that yet till I just mentioned it.
Triple sec.
Triple sec.
Solana, you are one of my kids. They do that. What I tell you to do, huh? Clean your room. Clean your room. You can't just yell it after I say it. That's not, no.
I'll do that like DJ walked in from Funky Buddha yesterday. I go, how was Funky Buddha? Me? Yeah, who else was at Funky Buddha?
Yeah, but like what am I now? A mixologist? Like I know tequila goes in a margarita. Everybody knows that, Hawk. Yeah, oh, what's next?
I didn't know that.
What goes in a rum and coke? Like
that's obvious. Doing? It's in the title.
What goes in a rum and coke?
I mean, that's
what goes into pina colada.
I don't know.
Pineapple flavor and rum.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know these drinks.
Triple sec.
but you're saying that I'm literally saying that I don't know what was in a margarita.
No, I understand
you do, except you haven't mentioned anything what's in it until I've said it from Google.
Mix. Tequila, the most important part of a margarita. I know is tequila.
You were just giving us the most important parts, not all
tequila.
The ingredients, just the most important parts.
Sorry, I didn't graduate from mixology school.
Okay, so you don't know what's in a margarita.
Of course I do. Mix. Tequila.
You just said mix again.
Triple sec.
What's in the rum and coke?
He's the worst liar.
He's terrible.
So what you knew was an ingredient in a margarita, tequila.
No, but
you
knew it was tequila. It's the most important ingredient. I'll tell you that.
Fair. That's fair.
It's the most important ingredient. I know that tequila goes in a margarita.
Right. That's fair. But you didn't know how to make a margarita.
Could I go downstairs and make a margarita? No. But they do sell margarita mixes. Right.
But do you have mix?
Here's the thing. They sell like pre-made margarita mix. So I really did know it's the mix that they sell. And then you just pour more vodka into it. Or excuse me, tequila into it.
Oh.
I know how to make waffles. You go down, you get the frozen waffle in the Eggo box. You put them in the toaster. I mean, that's what you're saying with the mix.
Okay. All right.
You think we believe you, huh? Like when you said I'm an avid kayaker.
I thought I had that one, man.
Oh yeah, with mix.
I swear to God, son. You know, we have children. We know lies.
You just blurted it out like mix.
I had the salt on the rim too. You're forgetting that salt on the rim.
You actually didn't until you opened Google.
No, I drink. I literally love margaritas. Mango margarita. And you. I love margaritas. Mango margarita.
You know, he hasn't had five margaritas in the last 5 years. The
bro,
moment he says I love something, there's no chance he's espresso had it.
Espresso martini and a mango margarita.
You're drinking martinis.
He is what? So rattled.
What's a martini?
This is the guy who said Tua needs to know what books he's reading. What's your favorite drink? Martini.
He's drinking espresso martinis.
And mango margaritas. And instead of salt on the rim, you do tajin or tarjin, as Crowder calls it. Tajin on the rim. Dude, margaritas are like my favorite cocktails.
Come on, you know that's not true.
Margaritas are my favorite cocktails.
You know that's not true.
No.
Ask Valentina. I drink a margarita every night.
She knows you lie. You think you
Honey,
got Valentina?
Where's my margarita? A little light on the mix tonight.
Less mix.
But no, I did not know tequila was in a margarita. I don't think I would have guessed that. I'm not a big salt guy. That's the, you know, they salt the rim. What are you supposed to do?
Lick it.
You lick it and then take a sip.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to lick the glass.
Yeah. You put your mouth on the glass, don't you?
Yeah, it's not licking it.
Don't have to go from the
I put
the
my
stem
mouth on
all
rib,
the way up,
but I'm not licking it.
No. You've never licked a rib before?
Yeah, I've probably licked a rib.
Yeah. Probably it's like the but the thing they do with the shots where they put salt on your hand, you lick your hand,
yes.
Take a shot.
That I know, but that's a margarita?
That's a tequila shot.
Right.
But it's the same concept. Like you get salt before you drink
you
the
do
tequila.
Salt, lime, shot.
No. Salt, shot, and then you bite into the lime. It's supposed to take away like the disgusting.
Oh,
but I think people
mine always taste disgusting.
People who do that, though, they're soft. People who do that are soft.
It's pouring in his eyes.
Chewing the lime. I thought you're supposed to wash away the taste of the lime with tequila. I'm like, why is this enjoyable?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't want salt all. What's the drink that they put sugar all over the rim? I want that. That'll lick.
They drink those.
Sugar.
Yeah.
On the rim. I don't know.
Like they got you up. You, Barry Gino, licking sugar drink rims.
With sugar.
Nah.
I don't.
Rim.
I guess you could do it with margarita too, like a mango one or something.
I get the same answer that you do, and then you say it as if you just thought of it. You know, I guess you could do it as I could do the same thing that you're doing,
Puck,
right?
I'm
now.
Reading. Everybody knows we're looking it up. Like we just said, hey,
yeah, but you just said like you came up with it. You go, well, I guess you could do it with a margarita, a lemon drop, a martini, or a cosmopolitan. Oh,
lemon drop,
fire.
Yeah.
It's your favorite drink.
Love. That's a shot.
Every night.
That and green tea shots. Every lemon night. Drop, green tea shot. Boom. Back to back. I don't understand, though. You take issue with me looking up information and then reading the information.
I take issue with you positioning it as if it was a thought that just popped into your head. Because I'm looking it up as well. But I wasn't going to answer come to think of it, it could be a lemon drop.
What did I say that was wrong? Like, I guess you could do it on a mango margarita, something sugary, something sweet.
Ryan texts me, Ryan from Funky Buddha texts me, tequila lime agave.
In a margarita?
Is that what's in a margarita? Tequila, lime, and agave to sweeten it?
No clue.
You could probably... It sounds good.
The shamelessness with which Solana can be Solana is really, it's just, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah. What?
And then you get mad when we find out. That's the best thing.
Listen, man, I'm a better liar than Tua. That's all I got to say. I'm a better liar than Tua.
Certain. Dude.
It's my favorite drink.
Love a margarita. I do. Mango margarita with tahini. But that's the thing. Like, you're asking me what's in a margarita. There's several different types of margaritas. You wouldn't put the same. Well,
why didn't you answer that 5 minutes ago when you were so, oh, how do you not know? Mix. Because that's a very different answer than, well, there's a lot of derivatives to a margarita.
I think a traditional margarita is what Ryan is texting you.
Mix.
Triple sec.
Mix.
Could you imagine Solana as your bartender?
Oh, like, goodness.
Just 18 glasses open. Is there six bottles of triple sec? Yeah, what goes where? People are like, this doesn't taste like what I order. Oh, no, this is the way we do in Uruguay. You got to roll with the flow here.
He never admits it's wrong.
Would never admit it's wrong, yeah.
It tastes like bourbon. That's how we make our margaritas.
Yeah, many people like bourbon. It's not a traditional margarita. It's a bourbon margarita.
That's how we do it.
Well, I can make a mean old fashioned. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you just pulled up the recipe, did you?
Why do you assume that? Why do you assume
that? An old fashioned got some crap in it, man.
Yeah, that's what do you mean by crap? That's too manly for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
That's a man's drink.
That's what Fred Taylor drinks. Old fashioned.
Old fashioned?
Yeah, I can't drink with Fred.
That's class. That's just pure class right there.
But that's a lot of alcohol, though, isn't it?
It's just bourbon. Just bourbon. Yeah.
That's it?
No. And a mix. No, I actually do know old fashioned bitters. They pour like bitters into it, cherries as well. They had like a sugar component, and then they get a slice of a lime.
No, and orange. Like, an orange is not a lime.
Excuse me, an orange, and they'll like twist it like that, and then they put the slice into the drink to make it classy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
So it's now, bourbon and
see,
bitter.
Now let me see what's really in an old fashioned.
Full of crap.
Nah, it's like a little sugary substance, some bitters, bourbon,
I'm on the and same then cherries. Page as you.
Sugary substance.
I love old fashioned. Bro, you guys are just.
It's muddled sugar. It's muddled.
What does that mean?
It's like I've had muddled lemonade before. So it's yeah, you make a face though, but I don't like to drink. Why do you make a face? Like what,
no, no, no. It just sounds gross. I'm not saying anything is lemonade. Wrong with it, but I don't know.
Sometimes
what
brandy,
means.
It says in an old fashioned, and it's garnished with an orange slice or zest.
I don't know. I just know I drank with Fred one night, and I might have peed in the bed.
Did it look like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you got to get the big-ass ice ball.
The one ice ball.
Yeah.
I always ask for two of those balls in mine.
Right, because you're in desperate need of two. Anyway, the beer pairing dinner is this Friday at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Go to funkybuddha.com for more info. Oh. Lana can make me laugh like no one else.
It's ridiculous.
That guy can amuse my boosh.
Huh?
Get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
I know we're in the middle of football training camp and all that stuff coming back, but I wanted to get to one story here. I don't know if you've seen this going viral, Hawk, regarding Jeff Teague. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did see this.
Yeah, so
he said LeBron was on roids, right, when he was playing for the Heat.
Yeah, so Jeff Teague, you know, he does his podcast, and he said that, I haven't listened to the full quote, I'm just reading here. He said they started testing for HGH and LeBron had to sit out. He said his back was hurting. He sat out for 3 weeks. And then when he came back, he was skinny. So he's saying that LeBron used steroids during his time on the Miami Heat.
I don't know. Did you see what D. Gordon said the other day?
What's that?
D. Gordon said that he was told by the league not to win in the Banning title. Who ended up winning it that year?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, no, I think he ended up winning.
He won, Bryce Harper was going to be the MVP, and had it not been for D. Gordon, would have had a triple crown.
Triple crown, right, yeah. It was like D. Gordon was saying that, I was like, they told me, and they dinged him, I guess, for steroids, but he's like, look at me, did I ever do steroids? I don't know. I don't know
what Jeff Teague's talking. I don't know that, but I do know, like you say, he was on steroids. HGH isn't steroids. It's human growth hormone.
Right.
And it can't be, like, it's hard to test for it because it's already in your body, and that's why they do ups and down cycles. No names will be said in this conversation, but there's a lot of athletes that have done HGH in their careers.
Oh, for sure. But HGH can also be used to help you rehab quicker from an injury, to help you strengthen that injury a little bit more. Like, there's different variations of it, but Crowder, HGH across all sports is illegal. Like, you get tested for that substance. It's still an illegal banned substance.
You can't, that it's hard as hell to get caught taking HGH.
Listen, you could say whatever you want about LeBron or any of the athletes today who are super jacked, but that dude seems to spend a ton of time in the gym, hundreds of thousands of dollars on his diet. And like, I don't know. It's not, you know, like Barry Bonds, you could physically look at one season to the next where his head got giant. Mm-hmm. But like LeBron seemed to have a kind of natural progression to the physique that he's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a deeper discussion because I don't think HGH should be illegal, like in sports. I think if you're an athlete, that's your livelihood. And there's a substance that, again, used legally and responsibly, could help you get back to top physical performance. You know, HGH can be helpful in that regard. Like, why would that be illegal? I think that's different from like steroids, though, where guys are just using it to get shredded, yeah. You know?
Right.
Like they give kids, like undersized kids, they'll give them HGH so they can catch up with their percentiles and all that stuff. Like it's naturally in your body. Like you just taking your damn testosterone through the roof is different than HGH. Like
Leroy Horde texting me that it's not true Harper would have won the Triple Crown, not even close. Check the numbers.
I didn't. But that's just what
I don't know. I don't know if he's saying that D. Gordon is crazy or that we're crazy. I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying that I know. That's just what D. Gordon said.
Yeah.
We watched the same video. It's what he said.
Yeah. I had two doctors offer me HGH when I was playing. And it was arrogance that made me say no.
Yeah. And I mean, you know,
I honestly, you're
going to become Ray Lewis. I mean, let's be real.
But it's funny. I remember one. I could go back to the office we were in when he said it, and I was like, "What do I need that for?" Like, I'm starting for the Dolphins already. Like, I literally, ego made me look at him crazy. Like, I don't need no damn shots.
Maybe you would have had two career interceptions.
Listen, as I look back, I might have entertained the conversation, but at the time. This is 22-year-old Crowder. Boy, you couldn't have told me I wasn't about to be Mike Singletary.
I'd give you the ingredients of a shamrock shake, though. That's my wheelhouse. What? Shamrock and shake, I guess. I don't
know. Open it a shamrock.
You mix drinks at your house, Solana, for yourself?
I've tried making espresso martinis. Valentina likes them. I genuinely have dabbled in like mixing drinks, but no, I'm not good at it. And
that's what I'm asking. Like, do you have the ingredients to mix some drinks tonight? If Valentina said,
I have like a bar.
Promote her new business. Is it ready to be promoted?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
She had Valentina, his fiance. I'm going off on a 2-second tangent here. His fiance, Valentina, is so smart and so dedicated. She, you know, and again, I'm not around her like Solana is. She is driven.
I hope not.
And I watch her on Instagram. Maybe I am around her as much as Solana. He doesn't know where I am during the day. She's driven to succeed. And she's, what is she?
She's a nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner.
But she's focused now. Instead of being like a bedside nurse practitioner or working in like a doctor's
even to become practice. A nurse practitioner requires a ton of work. Like that's not a title that you can get easily. Like that's ton of studying.
She was. You guys remember she was an RN and she was a bedside ICU RN during COVID. So like we didn't see each other for
anyway. She months. Has started her own business called Skin Muse. Is it Skin Muse Miami or just Skin Muse?
It's the Skin Muse.
The Skin Muse. And I just wanted to promote it for a second because I'm proud of her. And I know she's just begun this endeavor. And so I was going to ask people to follow the Skin Muse on Instagram and social media. I'm sure she's on TikTok as well. But it's all the Miami stuff, the lip fillers, right? All the
She's
Botox.
An esthetician. She's an esthetician. So anything that can enhance your beauty needs, Botox fillers. She's doing a lot of Ozempic now for people who are trying to lose weight.
And she's done it for other places for a while now, but she has opened her own place, like just opened her own place through a ton of hard work, because I've watched her document it on social media. Like, and so what is the social media? Is it,
it's Skin Muse Miami, but it's SKN instead of like SKIN. It's SKN.
It happens to be a very cool looking logo. I think it's like super cool. It's super vibey. And she's very good on social media. So I know there's people listening, whether it's our listeners or girlfriends and wives, spouses of our listeners that need that kind of services in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I cannot speak more highly of Valentina and now her new business, the Skin Muse, and follow Skin Muse Miami, SKN. MUSE, if you don't know what a muse is, Skin Muse Miami, and support her business.
That's awesome. Solana, don't sign a prenup, bro.
Right. You need her money, man.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, she's been legit, like busting her ass for
and that's
months.
Hard and stressful, and she's been going through it, and she's documented it all.
And I'm the person she leans on, so you can imagine.
And imagine she comes home, she wants some drink. He throws some pancake mix and tequila in a glass, and she's got to pretend like it's good.
Think about living a hard life and coming home to Solana. Never mind, I'm gonna just go to bed. Okay.
All right. Anything else in the headlines? We've gone way over,
Marlins won today. They won yesterday. Win today. They're off tomorrow. They're in Milwaukee and Dolphins training camp. The biggest thing you need to know is that Zach Seeler did practice today. Mike McDaniel and Tua both addressed Tyreek Hill. His comments at the end of last year. Tua says that Tyreek still has a lot of work to do, basically, to repair that trust in the locker room. But he did commend him for taking the right steps yesterday.
All right.
Your weather. MLS All-Star game tonight. No Messi, no Jordi Alba. Your weather.
They're not even traveling, right? They're not even going.
They weren't at the practices yesterday. They weren't at any of the media days. So I don't know if they'll be present. I don't know. But my guess is they're not.
All right.
Yeah. Your weather. It's 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s.
All right, we will wrap things up in the next segment because we've gone very long here and I don't even know what we've talked about, but it was interesting, I think.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Ah, little Margaritaville, of course. We all know the ingredients in a margarita. You've got mix. You've got, well, as long as you've got the mix, you're good. Wasted away again in margarita. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You know what? You don't have to start mixing yourself all kinds of drinks. First of all, you can go to Funky Buddha. They'll give you any mixed drink. They'll make it for you. But you could just get yourself a six-pack of Funky Buddha at Publix or something, you know, and then you don't have to worry about mixing drinks and having mix. And yep. What do you have those? You got those, like, the silver cups? Or you shake them, together and stuff? Like, you got all that stuff?
I do. I do, oh, I
please
swear.
Send out a video. Like, can you... Can you send a video to me of you mix? Yeah. What are those called? Shakers?
Yeah, shakers.
Yeah.
You got those, Crowder?
No. We just drink liquor and beer at my house.
Yeah.
I do make gin basils.
I'm going to guess what's in there.
Gin basil.
That was what I was going to guess.
Yep.
That sounds terrible. I hate basil.
I hate gin. Asia likes it, so I drink the hell out of them.
Man, that sounds awful. I don't like gin either.
No, it has lemon juice, lime juice, and simple sugar in it. Liquid sugar. Yeah, it's not bad, but you don't drink gin. Just drink a shot of gin and get to the point.
Oof. Nothing beats an Aperol spritz, let's be honest.
Oh, no damn Aperol.
Nothing beats an Aperol spritz. What's in that, Solana? It's Aperol.
Champagne.
Prosecco, or champagne.
Prosecco usually, like a splash of club soda.
Seltzer water. Remember you had me get one at the bar in New York?
Yeah. Change your life.
Yeah. Man, that dude looked at me so crazy. Big homie, what up with you? Hey, how you doing? Can I get an Aperol spritz, please?
My friend Hockman says Aperol Spritz is the drink of the summer.
It was a big old Hispanic dude, big old black dude. We're serving Aperol Spritzes to each other.
Jeff Teague has said his comments were a joke. Jeff Teague has come out to say that his LeBron comments about using steroids were a joke. He has posted on Instagram, "Y'all weird. I was joking about Bron. He was just that dominant. Chill."
Got a call from Rich Paul.
He got several calls. You know, it's like when something goes viral and you didn't meet, like, you just thought you're chopping it up, because that could happen to our show on so many things where we think we're just goofing around. If someone decides to chop it up for real and send it out there, and listen, you got an NBA player talking about LeBron, intimating that he did steroids, that's gonna get some traction. And it did. And Jeff Teague said, hold on a minute.
It was years ago. I might not even been this show when I was talking about why can't I sell my own jersey in college? It was before NIL and all of that. And it went viral. Bro, Jeremy Foley, the AD, called me. Trace Armstrong called me. who else? Riedel Anthony. And they were all like, "Hey, man, shut up! Stop!"
Wasn't that with Mike Marchant? Wasn't he the one that was egging you on?
Yeah, and he was egging me on. I was like, "Man, why?" So let's say a Jacksonville businessman wants to buy my 55 jersey. I wore it. My name's on the back. I'm gonna sell it to him. I don't know how they cut it up, but when they got out, it was like Crowder sold jersey in Florida. Blah blah blah. Bro, half a dozen people called me telling me to shut up.
That was like national news.
Jeff Teague. Hey, shut up.
Yep.
That was national news. I remember that.
Yep.
Like outlets picked that up, and then it was WQAM, former NFL player, former Florida Gator said he sold jersey. You could probably still, I bet you those, all those,
100%.
Those articles are still up.
Bro, 100%. Trace Armstrong called me, I was like, yeah, I'd have messed up now. I don't even know Trace Armstrong.
Why is he calling me? So tonight on the radio station, Dan Day is going to come on after us. And then beginning at 7 p.m., we've got a series this summer called WQAM's Great Games. And we're playing some games that, you know, just to give you a little appetizer, a little amuse-bouche, if you will, for NBA and NHL and NFL. So what's coming up tonight, Jimmy? Did you say it was Game 7, Panthers-Bruins?
Yes, of 2023.
All right, so a couple of years ago, I think we all remember that game, but you'll hear it tonight, which is kind of cool. Game 7, Panthers-Bruins, the beginning of us ruining the Boston Bruins hockey franchise, which is kind of cool. So Dan Day and then that tonight on the radio station. Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HDTVs throughout the club. They got VIP areas. They got four stages of entertainment. And the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. And Cheetah Palm Beach has a champagne Sunday brunch party, which they call the most fun brunch in the Palm Beaches. So there's something to put on your calendar for Sundays. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details you need at cheetahsofl.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on a raucous Wednesday. Fun today. Lost a couple of bets while the show was going on and going to figure out how to win it all back tonight. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Is there anyone from Inter Miami in the All-Star game?
Nope. Jordi right. Alba and Messi were the only two, so they're not playing.
All right. Well, then I'm not going to say go whatever because I don't care then if they're not playing. So everyone have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and Matt Mervis, not shadow banned on this show. We will speak with you mañana.
Can I have a pancake margarita, please?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.